Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the biggest stocks with real data and honest insights. Today we're diving deep into Intel, ticker INTC, and this isn't your typical quick take. We're covering everything from recent revenue shifts and earnings momentum to valuation, SWOT, and what the numbers say about its intrinsic worth right now. Intel has been on an absolute tear lately, with shares pushing fresh highs after reports of potential Apple chip talks and broader AI tailwinds lifting the whole semiconductor space. The stock has quintupled from its lows just a year ago, but that kind of move always raises the question of whether the easy money is gone or if there's still runway left. At its core, Intel designs and manufactures a wide range of computer products and technologies, operating through segments like the Client Computing Group, Data Center Group, Intel Foundry Services, and a few others. With about 85,100 full-time employees and headquartered in Santa Clara, California, it's a legacy name that's fighting hard to reclaim ground in the AI era under new leadership appointments aimed at accelerating client computing and innovation. Let's look at how the money is actually coming in. For fiscal 2025, total revenue came in around $52.85 billion. Breaking that down by product segments, the Client Computing Group led the way with $32.23 billion, followed by Intel Foundry Services at $17.83 billion, and the Data Center Group at $16.92 billion, with some intersegment eliminations and other smaller pieces rounding things out. Geographically, the United States contributed the largest share at $15.76 billion, then Singapore at $9.54 billion, Taiwan at $7.67 billion, and the rest scattered across other countries. On the earnings front, Intel showed real signs of a turnaround in 2025. Full-year revenue grew modestly to $52.85 billion from $53.1 billion the prior year, but the bottom line flipped from a massive net loss of $18.76 billion in 2024 to a small net profit of $267 million. EPS improved dramatically from -4.38 to -0.06, while gross profit margins held steady around 35%. The company has been investing heavily in its foundry business and data center recovery, and those efforts are starting to show in the operating results. Management commentary from the Q4 2025 earnings call highlighted the strong revenue beat at $13.7 billion and emphasized continued momentum into 2026. They pointed to expanding foundry capabilities, improved product roadmaps, and a clear focus on capturing AI infrastructure demand as key growth drivers. The tone was optimistic, with leadership noting that the turnaround is gaining traction and that supply chain enhancements position Intel well for future opportunities. Digging into the balance sheet and cash flows, Intel closed 2025 with total assets of $211.4 billion and stockholders' equity of $114.3 billion. Cash and equivalents stood at $14.3 billion, while free cash flow remained negative at around -$4.95 billion due to heavy capital expenditures on fabs and technology. Operating cash flow was solid at $9.7 billion, and the company has been managing its debt-to-equity ratio around 0.4. keeping the balance sheet relatively healthy despite the big investments. From a valuation perspective, the current price, around $95 to $99, puts Intel at a forward PE that analysts have been revising upward as earnings recover. The price-to-sales ratio sits near 9.3, and with the market cap now exceeding $480 billion, the stock is pricing in significant AI-driven growth. That said, traditional metrics like the negative trailing PE reflect the recent turnaround phase rather than any ongoing distress. On the strength side, Intel benefits from its established manufacturing scale, improving foundry services, and a robust product lineup in client and data center markets. Weaknesses include ongoing margin pressure from heavy CapEx and historical execution delays versus competitors. Opportunities lie in potential Apple partnerships, AI infrastructure demand, and foundry market share gains. Threats include intense competition from TSMC and AMD, plus macroeconomic sensitivity in the semiconductor cycle. Looking at recent performance, the stock delivered a strong 69% gain over the past year and 87% over 6 months, though it pulled back 9% in the most recent month and 3.6% over the last week. That kind of volatility is typical for a name that's re-rating on turnaround hopes, and the five-year picture still shows a net decline of 27%, reminding us this recovery is still relatively young. For intrinsic value, we can run a discounted cash flow lens using projected free cash flows that turn positive and grow steadily through the end of the decade. The model accounts for the heavy upfront investments Intel is making today in exchange for higher cash generation later. That DCF exercise points to a value around $20.60 per share, while a market snapshot approach lands near $13.74. Both sit well below the current trading level near $96, suggesting the market is heavily discounting in future AI success and foundry wins that have yet to fully materialize in the numbers. So where does that leave us? Intel's turnaround story is compelling, with revenue stabilization, earnings recovery, and strategic bets on foundry and AI paying off in the stock price. But at these levels, the valuation is pricing in a lot of perfection. If you're a long-term believer in the company's ability to execute and win back market share, the recent momentum is encouraging, but it might be worth waiting for a pullback or clearer proof that those cash flows can scale as the models suggest. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.